with Nikki and DeMello in the morning.
Coast FM.
Prince William has been named the world's sexiest bald man.
I did see this and I wondered what was considered bald because I wouldn't classify him as a fully bald man.
Well, no, true. Either you're bald or you're not.
Yeah.
If you've got a bit of hair, you're not really
bald. That's not bald.
Anyway, this is according to a study by cosmetic surgery specialist Longevita. I assume that's how it's said.
Right. Okay.
They analysed millions of blogs, reports and articles through Google searches. Right.
Mm.
And researchers say the Duke of Cambridge has been described as sexy a whopping 17.6 million times online, apparently.
Okay.
It wasn't the only surprise. Boxing champ Mike Tyson came in second.
Goodness.
Then Jason Statham, Pitbull and Michael Jordan. And The Rock was at number 9, Vin Diesel at number 10.
Really?
And
I would have imagined them closer to the top.
You would think so.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think a lot of people confused and surprised. Some say angry at this list.
Did Prince William describe himself as sexy? Is that how he rigged it?
On his website. I don't know. I wonder, can anyone smell the desperation from the Royal Family PR department, possibly? Maybe? Yes. Is that what it is?
Some positive press. Yes.
Is it just that attractiveness and potential to become king somehow connected in some odd, mysterious way that no one understands?
Power.
Yeah, maybe. Coast FM, hello.
Yeah, Darren, it's Alan from Ravenswood. How are you, mate?
Not bad, Alan. What's going on?
So where did you come on the list?
Mate, not even in the top 20. Thanks for asking. This is why I was furious in the first place.
I'll never see your frustration, my friend.
So, thank you. Nikki, you could have stepped in and defended at some point there, Nikki, but no.
No, I just wanted to see how it all played out. Were you on the list, Alan? Is that what you're saying as well?
No, I wasn't. Definitely. I've got a little bit of hair.
All right.
The other big question is, does partially bald even count as bald?
Oh, no, that's not bald. That's
exactly
just,
right. Yeah. William should be disqualified.
It's like being a little bit pregnant. Doesn't really, it's not really a thing, is it?
That's right. If you're 1 month pregnant or 8 months pregnant, you're still pregnant.
That's
exactly
right.
Exactly right.
And if you've
it's
got
the first time I've ever heard pregnancy being compared to baldness, but hey, here we are.
Hey, that's 2021. Got to get with the times.
Happy Wednesday and the second last day of the week.
The second favourite day of the week for many.
For this week,
the second.
Normally it's Thursday.
Well, the second last day of the week, I think, has got to be the second favourite. Anyway, here we are, and it's raining.
Yeah.
I don't know if it still is or not. I hope you got your windows up outside. But and in the house. Anyway, too late for any of that business.
I think
now.
It'll be all right. It doesn't seem too heavy yet.
There's a fair bit there, but hopefully it'll clear into a partly cloudy day.
Yep.
I see another school has weighed in on appropriate haircuts.
The mullet. It's a controversial haircut, isn't it?
It really is. But not just that. Trinity College has cracked down on excessive facial hair and non-conventional hairstyles, including rat tails, top knots and mohawks, long hair fringes, colours and highlights are also considered unacceptable, as is any shave shorter than a number 2.
Yeah. It was pretty similar at our school, to be honest.
Yeah, look, to be fair, I suppose. I didn't really pay attention much to how much you could shave your head back when I was a kid.
Yeah.
I'd be buggered now. I mean, my bald patch started when I was pretty young.
You'd be suspension the whole time, wouldn't you?
Well, otherwise...
Like, we told you not to shave your head.
I would have had to sport the bald patch, you know. I'm trying to... The reason I shaved it off was to hide the bald patch.
Yeah.
So, anyway, yes, I just have to look like an 80-year-old whilst in high school.
Is this what you want?
Look at me! Don't look away! Look at me!
Well, anyway. The reason they gave us was that they didn't want anyone to... kind of show their status.
Individuality.
You know what I mean? Like, no, because some people could afford to do that and other people couldn't. You know what I mean? So it's not to say that, look how fancy I am. I can do it and you can't. So
you're just all the same. Yeah. I get it.
Yeah.
You know, private schools can implement whatever rules they choose to.
Yeah.
I mean, in the end, you don't have to send your kids there.
Exactly. You've chosen to go there.
But again, you know, I do find it amusing. This is a school essentially banning their mascot. I mean, this is a Catholic school. And, you know, they wouldn't let their main dude in with his long hair and his unshaved face.
That's very true.
You know what I'm saying?
But there you go, kids. There's an argument.
I don't know how effective that argument's going to be.
You can give it a crack.
But, you know, it's worth a shot.
I'm just following in Jesus' footsteps. Miss?
Suspension.
Nikki and DeMello's three things you need to know.
So, double demerits kick in for the long break at midnight tonight through till April 5. That is day of the mum. Yeah.
So, midnight on Monday. Yeah.
So, yeah, so we're back into normal as of Tuesday. But, yes, they kick in tonight. While we're talking Easter, our Jewish friends are celebrating Passover at the moment, which remembers the plagues which led to the Jews leaving Egypt. You know where the name comes from?
What?
If my memory serves me correctly, Passover is the name of what the Jews at a certain point had to sacrifice a lamb.
And then I remember that.
Paint the blood on the door.
Yes.
And the angel of death would come past the doors that were painted and pass over those ones.
Yeah.
But the ones that didn't have them killed the firstborn. Pretty brutal plague. It's not really a plague.
No.
It was apparently quite useful in getting them to be released by the Pharaoh.
Oh, good.
If all of this is true. It's good to know. It's also the start of the Feast of Unleavened Bread, which is where they eat all the flatbread stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. All part of the tradition. So there you go. Nice. And it's also celebrate Email Debt Forgiveness Day today.
Email
debt forgiveness.
Now, what does that mean?
If there's an email response you've wanted to send but have been too anxious to do it, you can send it on March 31st.
If
you've been avoiding an email, without apologies or explanations for all the time that's lapsed, it could be months ago, just include a reference to Email Forgiveness Day so that you don't completely spin out the person that cops this random thing.
Right.
But there you go. Follow up finally on whatever it is you've been avoiding.
Forgotten about all this time.
If only actual debt could be dealt with in the same way. Mm. Just avoid it until March 31st.
Sort it out then.
And then you get to it and go, oh, maybe next year. Well, I guess it used to be the way that if you wanted to get a tat, you know, you couldn't be somebody that changed their mind very often.
No, I mean, well, they're pretty permanent.
Yeah.
That's it. I mean, these days you can get laser and stuff to get them removed.
True.
Takes a long time.
It can be expensive. Too. But now there's an option for those that in two minds.
And if you wanted to try it out, maybe, if you didn't like this, a new tattoo shop in New York City has started... with their new tattoos that will fade in a year.
Right.
Yeah, new ink that will fade in 1 year so you can get the tattoo. Maybe if you don't like it, you're like, oh, well, it's only there for a year. Or if you do like it, you can get it done permanently.
Yeah.
Good idea,
so
I think.
It's like a trainer wheel tattoo.
Yeah. Kind of. It's in between the stick-on, the rub-on tattoos that you get in the newspaper.
It's a step up from the ones that you get with your bubble gum.
Yeah.
Back in the day. Well,
temporary
nice.
Tattoo. It's made to fade ink and will disappear in 9 to 15 minutes. Months, while there is a time and place for permanence, says the creator of the non-permanent ink. There are millions of people who, like us, wouldn't engage with tattooing because of it. The shop said the designs start from $175, so it sounds pretty similar to a normal tattoo.
And it would last just long enough to shock your parents if that was your
aim. Good prank, wouldn't it?
There you go.
97.3, Coast FM. The Coast Feed.
And go with me here with entertainment news live from the stripper pole that leads directly to hell, which will be explained.
Okay, that's not me on the stripper pole.
As we go, Nikki Parkinson.
Thank you. Yes, please stay tuned. Game of Thrones is heading to Broadway.
To Broadway?
That's right. Wow. I don't know how they're going to do this, but the prequel will bring back key characters from the series like Ned Stark and Jaime Lannister. The timeline is set 16 years before the events of the TV series, however. New York, London and us here in Australia will see the production first. How good's that? The play is scheduled to debut in 2023. So a couple years away yet. Drew Barrymore is starting her own magazine. After starting her talk show last year, Barrymore is now launching the magazine, which will be called Drew and will focus on beauty, love and fun. Barrymore said, "For as long as I can remember, I dreamed about creating my own magazine. Each issue will be filled with my favourite tips, fun recipes and great ideas. This has truly been a labour of love and I can't wait for everyone to see what we have in store."
Wow.
The first issue will be available in June. And Lil Nas X has been absolutely coughing it this week for releasing a satanic music video for his new song, Montero, Call Me By Your Name. Lil Nas X revealed that the song was also written as a letter to his 14-year-old self, who who once promised to never come out publicly. So that's kind of what the whole song is about. Right. But as it turns out, there's a lot of people that aren't happy with the music video because he does slide down a stripper pole, descending into hell, where he there gives Satan a lap dance.
As you do.
Yeah, this is the song.
Should we ever listen? Let's listen to it. Call me when you want, call me when you need, call me in the morning, I'll be on the way. Call me when you want, call me when you need, call me out by your name, I'll be on the way. Look, if I'm honest, it's just, it's a fabulous video clip.
I think it's fabulous and it's funny. But Twitter users have been very mad because they say that Lil Nas appeals to children. Of course, they're referring to Old Town Road, which the kids loved. Yeah, but sure. Was that his fault that the kids loved it? No, you know, he wasn't aiming it at them.
Not everything he does necessarily, therefore, is going to be child-friendly.
Anyway, he shut them down saying, I made the decision to create the music video. I'm an adult. I'm not going to spend my entire career trying to cater for your children. That's your job. True. He's also collaborated with an art collective to make a pair of Nike Air Max 97 shoes with a drop of real blood on them and a pentagram, as well as the number 666 and the Bible verse, John 3:18, which says, Jesus said, I saw Satan fall like lightning from heaven. Nike are very mad about this. They had nothing to do with it, and they're suing the art collective. Thankfully, Lil Nas isn't involved, but this is what he posted to Twitter as a reaction.
Spare change. Spare change, ma'am.
I think referring to if Nike win the lawsuit.
Right.
So possibly. He's had a terrible week.
Yeah. And look, all he's done is just release some stuff.
I know.
Look, and it's actually worth a look at. So if it you is. Don't show it to your kids necessarily, but you might enjoy it.
Nikki and Zamello, back tomorrow from 6.
97.3, Coast FM.